Just a few short things. We left off last week with some interesting shilas about Adar Sheni. Okay, here is an interesting shila. I'm not too good with these calculations. You'll have to help me out. What happens if a person is born in a year, regular Shana Pshuta, when there's only one Adar, and he's born on the 30th day of Shvat? So what is the 30th day of Shvat? It's the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, 13 years later, fast forward, Bar Mitzvah. So what's the question? When is the Bar Mitzvah? Is the Bar Mitzvah on the 30th day of... in a year when there are two Adars, because we're getting confused.
Yeah.
Shvat can sometimes have 29 days, and sometimes can have 30 days. Shvat only has 30 days in a year when it's Pshuta, when you only have a single Adar. But in a year when there are two Adars, Shvat has only 29 days. Is that correct? Am I making a mistake? Let's see. Noilad, let me read you what it says. Noilad b'yom lamid Shvat. I'm reading you what it says from the Sefer Shari Yimei Purim. A person is born on the 30th day of Shvat, Shuhu Yom Aleph Derosh Chodesh Adar, B'Shana Pshuta. Ushnas Hayud Gimel He Shana Muberes, and now 13 years later it's a Shana Muberes. So Yesh Oimim Shnase Bar Mitzvah Biyom Aleph Derosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Why Adar Sheni? Because there is no Lamed Shvat. The day doesn't exist.
Well, it's not true.
This year it exists. This year it exists, right? This year there were two days.
And there is a Lamed Shvat.
I don't know if it's every single year works out like that. Turn this off. Let's assume, for example, that there is a second Adar. Okay, there are two Adars. The Bar Mitzvah is going to be on the first day Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, here's the problem. The 30th day of Shvat, do we look at it as if it's the last day of Shvat, or do we look at it as the first day of Adar? Even though technically speaking on the calendar it's not Adar, it's the 30th day of Shvat, but it's still commemorated as Rosh Chodesh Adar. And we know when it comes to a Bar Mitzvah, when there are two Adars, which Adar does a Bar Mitzvah boy celebrate?
Second.
The second Adar. So the fact that it's Adar, that's the question. The 30th day of Shvat, is it the 30th day of Shvat, or is the 30th day of Shvat considered to be Rosh Chodesh Adar? Bar Mitzvah boy is automatically pushed to Adar Sheni. So maybe there's a svara to say that 13 years later, a Bar Mitzvah boy should celebrate his Bar Mitzvah on the first day Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni. Because the first day Rosh Chodesh is the day when he was born. That's his dilemma. And there are two different opinions in this matter. One more time. Nolad b'yom lamed, he was born b'yom lamed Shvat, which is the first day Rosh Chodesh Adar. B'shanav Shuta. U'b'shnas hayud gimul hi shanu mu beretz. Yeshoimim. Shenase bar mitzvah b'yom aleph de Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Because a Bar Mitzvah boy is always pushed to Adar Sheni, and he was born on the first day Rosh Chodesh of Adar. So it automatically pushes him forward another month. The Yesham, some say, no, Shnase Bar Mitzvah B'yom Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. No, he's Bar Mitzvah on the first day of Adar Rishon, because the calendar day of, it's the calendar day of Lamed Shvat. Lamed Shvat is when he was born. It's now Lamed Shvat, and Lamed Shvat is going to be the first day of Adar Rishon. So that is the dilemma. Okay, you hear both sides. Because the Bar Mitzvah boy is always pushed to Adar Sheni. How do we view the 30th day of the month? Do we view it to be primarily the previous month, or do you view it to be primarily to be the beginning of the next month? If it's the beginning of the next month, by mitzvah we have no choice to push him first forward a full month. If we view it to be the end of the previous month, then of course he stays at Lamed Shvat, which will be Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. This appears to be a very big machlokes what to do. And halacha lemaisa, it appears that it's not such an uncommon shaila. He has to have both chumras. Because he has to wear tefillin on the celebration, should not take place until the second Adar, but he has to be machmir with all the dinim deraisa already the first day of Adar Rishon. I remember once hearing such a shaila. This appears to be the halacha lemaisa. Now, what's the lumness of the shaila? So he doesn't say this out 100% in the sefer, but the idea is at least alluded to. Bar mitzvah really should be the day before your bar mitzvah. Person is born on Zayin Adar. When should the bar mitzvah be? On the sixth day of Adar, 13 years later, because the sixth day is that's when you complete
the year.
The year is over. Nixas hayom kikulay. I was born, we have this concept when it comes to Avelus, we have this concept when it comes to laws of a woman going to Mikvah Minat Torah and all these things. Nik Sayam Gakul, a person was born on Zion.
But you don't have it in years.
What? Why not?
Sayam Gakul does not apply to years. For instance, the year of Avelus, you don't apply Nik Sayam Gakul.
It's not so simple. A year of Avelus, I think it's not so simple. Could be it does apply. The Avelus comes to an end the day before. The day before is really when the Avelus comes to an end.
But you don't say Mitzvah Yom Kikula on that day. You have to complete the day.
Not Muchach. I don't know, okay, you have to look into it. There are different opinions. But think about it. If we apply this idea of Mitzvah Yom Kikula, a person is born on Zion. He's born on Zion, so when is his year over? Vav. You don't need the entire Vav to mix the Yom Kikulo. So once you enter into the beginning of Vav, that's it. My year is over. I'm now exactly 13 years over. I'm now mechuyev to mekayem all the mitzvos. That's really what should be. Yet that's not the halacha. The halacha is we wait until you have shlemos. What's pshat shlemos? Shlemos is more, it's that you start the next day. It's after. That concept of shlemos carries with it a theme. Bar mitzvah is always after a full completion. Don't look to cut corners in any way whatsoever. Make sure that you're starting your bar mitzvah, your zman of chiv mitzvahs, is after you are 100% shalem. Therefore, if you, a person is born on the lamed, is born on the 30th day of Shvat, the 30th day of Shvat, to some degree, can be looked backwards or could look forwards. If you want to say that you're going to look backwards, there's a lack of shlemus. There's something that's open. There's still something that's open where you're not yet complete. If you're going to say that the 30th day of Shvat is called the 30th day of Shvat, and that means that you're starting your bar mitzvah now on the first day, the next day, which is going to be, it's really the 29th day of Shvat. 30th day of Shvat means the bar mitzvah was really when? And this is a different svar. The 29th. The bar mitzvah, you really concluded your bar mitzvah in the 29th day.
Right.
So now you're just waiting for the next day. So the next day is going to be the 30th day.
Birthday is the Yom Echad.
Oh, so it's the Yom Echad.
So which one?
I had it by me when I got bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
So it was on my, but that Shabbos, my bar mitzvah was on my birthday.
Yeah.
So a couple of people in the shul, the gabba, started screaming that I can't lane because it's my birthday. Reb Moshe was there.
Yeah.
And he said, you don't know what you're talking about.
The Adarava.
He said,
that's the Yom Echad.
This is it.
That's the Yom Echad.
Of course he could lane. This is Reb Shlosh. You know, he finished
the birthday was yesterday.
He finished yesterday. And
today is the Yom Echad. Today is the Yom Echad, exactly.
He was there, so thank God nobody said
the idea of Yom Echad tells us to go forward, not to go backwards. We have a dilemma. We have the 30th day of Shvat. On the one hand, we can look at it as Shvat. On the other hand, we can look at it as the beginning of Adar. the concept of Yom Echad teaches us, don't look backwards. Bar mitzvah, go forwards. If you're going to go forward, and the 30th day of Shvat is also the first day of Adar, oh, we're going forward, we're going into Adar. If we're going into Adar, we have to play by the rules. A bar mitzvah boy observes the second Adar, not the first Adar. The only right we have to give the bar mitzvah boy his day on the first day of Adar Rishon is if we look at the 30th day of Shvat as backwards. The theme of a bar mitzvah boy is always look forwards, don't look backwards. Looking forwards tells us look at the 30th day of Shvat as the first day of Adar. If we're now holding in Adar, then when we have a choice between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, we're going to have to do Adar Sheni because the rules of bar mitzvah tell us to go to Adar Sheni. Welcome! What happened to you? Just
talking.
You
got stuck in the
cooler.
I had a
monthly
job.
What? Okay, this is
muffler.
What?
Muffler.
Okay, this is one idea. Okay, now let me give you another example. Now, what about the same thing for yahrzeit? Okay, for yahrzeit, a yahrzeit you can say it's just the opposite. So here you have a nafka mina on the 30th day of Shvat. Some want to make this chiluk. 30th day of Shvat is also a question. This is the first day of Adar. When do you observe the yahrzeit? So we know the. So let's assume we're following the rule of Sfardi by Ashkenazim. It's not much nafka mina, but let's assume you were a Sfardi. A Sfardi says the Iker Adar is Adar Sheni. So if there's only a person dies in Adar and it's the Ibyar, you commemorate yahrzeit in Adar Sheni. It's now, the person dies on the 30th day of Adar, on the 30th day of Shvat. We have a dilemma. Is the 30th day of Shvat to be viewed as Shvat, or is the 30th day of Shvat to be viewed as the beginning of Adar? A yahrzeit, you don't have this concept of Yom Echad, push ahead. A yahrzeit is this is the day, the calendar day when the person died. See, it's a little bit confusing with Avelos because we think of Avelos. The reason why you observe the yahrzeit on that calendar day is completely different than becoming bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah, it's a new beginning. My past was over yesterday. I was born Zayin Adar. My 13 years of this world finished on Vav Adar. Zayin Adar, it's not a commemoration of my birthday. My birthday's commemoration was yesterday, the last day of the calendar year. That's really when the birthday should be commemorated. Not the new beginning, it's the past. But a yahrzeit, you're not commemorating how many years it's been since the person passed. You're commemorating this was the day where the person left the world. Also, there's no such concept of going forwards by a yahrzeit. By yahrzeit, the theme is Adrabah, go backward. It doesn't exist. So then, you want to commemorate the calendar day when the person died. Well, the person died on Lamed Shvat. Lamed Shvat is Aleph Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Observe the yahrzeit in Adar Rishon. So he wants to suggest here this incredible chiddush. You have here a year, it's Lamed Shvat. One, a baby is born, and a person dies. Fast forward 13 years, and they're all svardim. The bar mitzvah is a concept of going forwards. You're going forwards, that's a theme which overflows into every area of question, when is the bar mitzvah? You're going weiter to commemorate your bar mitzvah? Therefore, your bar mitzvah is going to be in Adar. Adar! So the rules of bar mitzvah are the Iker Adar is Adar Sheni. You're going to preserve your bar mitzvah Aleph Adar Sheni. Yahrzeit? Yahrzeit is not a matter of going forward. It's a matter of commemorating the calendar day. When did the person die? He died on Lamed Shvat. Lamed Shvat is also the first day of Adar Rishon. So what? Just because this year we have two Adars, that doesn't make any difference. He died on Lamed Shvat. Lamed Shvat was the commemoration of the day that he died. You're going to observe the yahrzeit on Aleph, on Lamed Shvat, which is the first day Rosh Chodesh of Adar Rishon.
That's only if it's your Lamed Rishon.
That's only what?
If You have 30 days in Shvat.
In Shvat. So Ashra can have to tell him 30 from 29? What? Okay, here's another example. We'll come to Adar. That's when we come to the next example. But this is something, this point, this example illustrates the point. Bar mitzvah, we forget about this theme of bar mitzvah. We get very confused with bar mitzvahs and yard sites. It's completely two different worlds. Bar mitzvah, it's the next. It's Yom Echad. Yard site is a commemoration of the day. If we were commemorating how many years it's been since a person's petira, we would commemorate the yard site on the previous day. That would be the last day of the conclusion of the previous year. And this theme comes out halacha l'maaseh in a nafkamina, of course, if you're a svardi, of what you do in this situation when a person would be lamed shvat. Do we view lamed shvat as the beginning of Adar, or do we view lamed shvat as shvat? Bar mitzvah, we view it to be the beginning of Adar. Now, when there are two Adars, we're going to push you ahead to the beginning of Adar sheni. When it comes to yard side, we're going to keep you where you are on lamed shvat, which will be the first day Rosh Chodesh of Adar Rishon. Now.
Every year it's a Yom Hadin for the Neshama. So you have to wait till the year is over, till the next day, to have the judgment. In other words, to have the Beis Din, so to speak, Kodesh Baruch Hu,
it's a new,
which was done in the name of the Neshama. So you wait till the year is over. And
like Rosh Hashanah. We don't have Rosh Hashanah and Lamet and Chavtes Elul. We have it Vaita.
Over.
It's a new start. Then it's a new start. Correct. Okay, now here's another example. Now this example is even. Yeah.
There would only be a Lamed Shvat.
Yeah.
If there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh.
There always are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Ad. Yeah, right, correct.
There's
always a Lamed Shvat, which means Lamed Shvat is always the beginning.
We have a plaque in our shul, we just noticed.
Yeah.
So the Gavit came over and he showed me that there's somebody's plaque.
Yeah.
Not that there's any Raya from Meister Shoya, but it says on it Lamed Shvat.
Lamed Shvat, okay.
It doesn't say Rosh Chodesh Adar.
Interesting.
It's unusual, though.
The Lamed Shvat is Aleph.
I don't know what someone to say.
Okay, here is a more complex question. This is probably the most complex question. The last day of Adar, what is the last day of Adar? It depends. In a year when there's only one Adar, Adar has 30 days. In a year, it could be a variable, but let's assume this to be the case. And this, when there are two Adars, Adar Rishon is always Chaser. Okay, they're always...
29.
Give me 1 second. No, I'm sorry. When there's Adar Rishon, there's an extra Adar. Adar is always Mole. Mm-hmm. But when there's only one Adar, then sometimes Adar. Well, when there's a regular Adar, there's only one day Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Let's clarify. We all remember that Nisan only has one day Rosh Chodesh. Why is there one day Rosh Chodesh? Because an extra Adar, a regular Adar, Adar Pshuta has how many days? 29 days. That's a given. When we add an Adar, Adar has 30 days.
Adar Rishon.
So it comes out, let's say a child is born in a year, a leap year.
Yes.
And he's born on the 30th day of Adar Rishon.
Okay.
And his bar mitzvah is 13, and his bar mitzvah is 13 years later in a Shana Pshuta, when there's only one Adar.
So
the day doesn't exist. There's no bar mitzvah.
Yes.
You just save yourself a lot of money. There's no bar mitzvah.
You only say the bar mitzvah the next day.
So that's the question. The question is, how do we look at this child? Do we look at this child? He was born on the 30th day of Adar. There is no 30th day of Adar. Does that mean that his bar mitzvah is Aleph Nisan? Or do we say it's going to be the last day of, let me read you the words, Misha. And what happened with the bar mitzvah? He talks about first the case, the person that was nifter, the yard site. Do we look backwards? Do we say that the bar mitzvah will be on the 29th day of Adar, it's the last day. The Shaykh Lechodesh Avar, Umitzad Sheini, who Yoim Harishon Shal Rosh Chodesh Shal Chodesh Abba, Vyesh Le Shaykhis Lechodesh Abba. Vyesh Mzen Nafkamin, Lukavag Abikviasam Urba, Bashan Abshuta, Shem Noimar, what's going to be the Nafkamin, Shem Noimar, Shalamid Adar, Nechshav Kiyoim Acharon Shal Adar, Haresha Bashan Abshuta, Mur Yachal Ba Aleph Nisan, Shulumach was Choftesad, Im Noimar Shalamid Adar Aleph Nechshav Rosh Chodesh Adar, Vim Noimar, Shalamid Adar Aleph. Also, here's another. Here's the bigger issue. Here's the which ties back. I'm sorry, I'm not so clear with these things, but the issue is, in a year, a leap year, when he was born on Lamed Adar Rishon, what is that? That's the first day Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni. So the same dilemma we had by Shvat and Adar. Remember, what was our dilemma? Shvat and Adar was much easier. Because Shvat and Adar was easier to understand because Shvat, it's the 30th day of Shvat, but it's also the first day Rosh Chodesh of Adar. Correct? Here it's the same thing. The 30th day of Adar Rishon is the first day Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni. So now, 13 years later, when there's only one Adar, so how do we look at the 30th day of Adar Rishon? I'll give you three ways of looking at it.
There's only one Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
There's only one day Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
He was born, there were two Rosh Chodesh.
Mm-hmm.
So
we can say there's a svara to say in this halacha l'maisa, we do not to say this, that since he was born on the 30th day of Adar Rishon, the 30th day of Adar Rishon is the first day Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So 13 years later, if there's only one Adar, there's a svara to say that his bar mitzvah should be Aleph Adar. Go backwards.
Right.
He was born the 30th day of Adar. 13 years later, there is no 30th day of Adar. So do we say the 30th day of Adar is going to be now this year Aleph Nisan? Or do we say it will be the first day of Adar, because the 30th day of Adar Rishon was the beginning, was what we call Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni.
Yes.
This year there's only one Adar, so we'll make his bar mitzvah on the first day of Adar.
That's what we say.
That's the question. That's our dilemma. Is it going to be Aleph Nisan or Aleph Adar? The child was born in a leap year. The child was born in a leap year on the 30th day of Adar Rishon. 13 years later, there is only one Adar, and there's no 30th day of Adar. Question is, do we push him up to the first day of Nisan? There's no 30th. There's only after 29 comes 30. What's 31? Or do we say, since when he was born, that day was also considered to be the first day of Rosh Chodesh, the first day Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni? So this is the first day Rosh Chodesh of Adar, which will be the first, why don't we say it should be the 39th day of Shvat? We can say that also. Isn't that so hard to say? Because the first day Lamed Shvat, it's also the first day Rosh Chodesh Adar.
Whichever way you look at it, it's either the last day of Adar.
But once we're now looking at it as the, if you're going to bring it to the beginning of the month, we're looking at it as the first day Rosh Chodesh. We're taking it out of the date of the month and we're putting it into a category of Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
It's the first day Rosh Chodesh, yeah?
You told us to push forward.
Oh, so that's the same Yisod, right? This is the same exact Yisod. If you want to go push forward, you take him to Nisan in Chanami. That's the Yisod. When it comes to Bar Mitzvah, the Yisod of the Bar Mitzvah is always go forward. It's Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad. Push forward. Whenever you have a doubt, go to the next step, which would push him over until Nisan. However, it's not so simple. Halacha L'maaseh Paskins that he has the chumis of both. It's not like we had the case of Shvat. It's the chumis of both, which means that for Dinim D'Oraisa, he has to be Nizar in observing from the 30th day of Shvat. We have to assume that the 30th day of Adar now turns into the 30th day of Shvat, because it's a matter of being the first day Rosh Chodesh Adar, and this year see there's only one Adar. On the first day, Rosh Chodesh Adar is the 30th day of Shvat, but you can't be Mekli, you cannot allow this child to be Moitzi, other people in the Dechoy Vosran, to do Kriya Satorah until you're absolutely certain that he's Bar Mitzvah. So he can't have his Bar Mitzvah, official Bar Mitzvah, until the first day Nisan. That's what he paskins.
But your side is different.
Oh, your side, there's no such concept as going backwards. By yard side, this idea of always pushing yourself forward is only by Bar Mitzvah, because Bar Mitzvah we have this concept because of the Yud Gimel Shana B'Yamechon. It's a new beginning. A new beginning means you have to get rid of your past. And you have to be absolutely certain in every shape and form, in every calculation, that the past is out. The past, if there is a possibility that I'm still holding within my 13th year, I'm not yet Bar Mitzvah. If there's a possibility that I'm, so therefore we gotta, but when it comes to a yard site, you're not trying to get rid of the past, you're coming to commemorate a calendar day. So for yard site, Ein Hachnami, you would commemorate, for sure, the 29th day, the 30th day of Shvat, which is the first day of Adar, of Rosh Chodesh Adar. So this is
this happened with the Pigua in America's Arab.
Yeah.
It was Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar days. It was Lamed Adar Aleph.
Yeah.
And it only happens, you have a leap year every...
Wait, what happened? What happened?
The Pigua, when they killed the kids in America.
Uh-huh.
In 2001.
It happened on the Nibiyar?
It was Lamed... Lamed
Adar Rishon. Wow, Adar.
So when there's a single this year, there's a Lamed, so they make it.
And Shvat, Lamed Shvat.
This year, there's two Adars.
Two Adars. But in the year when Shana Pshuta, Shvat, the last day of Shvat. So that's how you see this Yisod. This is a very beautiful Yisod. To understand it, bring it, highlights the difference between what it means to observe a yard site and what it means to observe a Bar Mitzvah. A Bar Mitzvah is to get rid of the past and to have a new beginning. As long as there's a possibility that you're part of the past, that's not called your Bar Mitzvah. That's not your Yom Echad. The theme of Yom Echad is we're starting the beginning out. Yard site, you're not getting rid of the past. We're commemorating the 25th yard site. It's true, you commemorate the 25th yard site, but that's not really what you're doing. It's 25 years since the person passed. And then the yard site is the anniversary. This was the Yom HaPetira, when the person departed. It's not a matter of going forward. It's a matter of the calendar day. The calendar day is always the closest. Ein Ma'avirin, you don't pass over that first possible time when you can declare it to be the calendar day. That's a very nice so which comes out after me and all these different years. Now, some other issues. Purim Katan. Purim Katan is a very big question. Why Bichlal is there a Purim Katan? Why do we observe, since the bottom line is that we have two Adars, and we commemorate...
We don't say Tach.
Right. It's a Shulchanach. You don't say Tach. You're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to...
Friday, you don't fast usually. Yeah.
Anyway, you don't fast.
You don't say Tachanun either.
So you don't... But the question is why? Why should there be... This is a very big dilemma. The Pesukim are very disturbed with the Halacha. Shulchanach. Why should there be... But Halacha L'maisa, we paskin that the Gemara says that Soymech Gula L'Gu'ula, it's a pasuk, the Gemara makes a drasha, that we observe Purim in the second Adar. So the first Adar should not...
Because that's when the girl was.
But it's not the commemoration. The commemoration is Adar Sheni. Why should there be a din? It's a very tough dilemma, tough question, why indeed we do commemorate...
When did had the paper, the Goyim didn't know there was
going to
be
another Adar. Okay, but the bottom line is the commemoration takes place in Adar Sheni.
We do it because of make it part of the Geula.
That's a Chazal. It's a pasuk. And Sheikh Knesset Agdol Masak in Adar Sheni. Yeah.
But the Goyim who was supposed to kill the Jews on Yudal and Adar, they knew. This is Adar. This is Yudal. It didn't make a difference.
But that's halacha lemaisa, that's not the proper zman to commemorate. All right, it's a question. One of the popular answers given touches upon what exactly is the din of commemorating the miracle of Purim. Is it a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabban? Let's talk about a classic halacha of davening. Is a woman mechuyev to daven every single day? So according to the Rambam, the answer is yes. However, she's not mechuyev the nusach atzvila, the Shemoneh Esrei, and all the Seder Brachos is not a chiyev deraisa. That's the Rabbanim. As long as she says even moda ani, or she has some expression of a ana Hashem Oshiyana, any expression is a kiyem deraisa of tzvila. The Gemara says, ask the question, how do we, the Chazal, know that we're mechuyev to make a Yom Tov Purim? And the answer is, we learn from Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara makes a kal v'chomer. If we went mishibud l'geula, where we were not physically in danger, we were required us to make a Yom Tov to commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara in Megillah says, al achas kal v'kama from misa l'chayim. So Gemara, if Mishibu L'Gu'ula, as the Torah said, you have to have Pesach, so the time of Purim, where there was a Gzer, L'Hashem, L'Harag, L'Avid, it's called Ayudim, and we were spared, Allah has come, we have a Chiyuv to make a Yom Tov Purim. So it comes out, according to the Gemara, the Chiyuv to celebrate Purim is a Din D'Oraisa. All the mitzvahs, the way we commemorate Purim, with the Megillah, Mishalach Manah, Smetelis Lavionim, these are takonis ha-chazal, how they decided we should commemorate, do this mitzvah deraisa. But just that there should be a zecher of Purim, that is a din deraisa. So the question then is, how did Chazal have a right to push off Purim to Adar Sheni because of this inyan of being samech ul-gula when you're dealing with a din deraisa, and we have a general concept of ein ma'avirin al hamitzos? The truth is, each Adar, as both Adars have equal time. The first Adar is just as much as an Adar as Adar Sheni. And Mikar Adin, according to the Gemara, it appears the Ikar Adar is Adar Rishon, not Adar Sheni. So why then did Chazal choose, because of a drasha, to push off a din to oraisa, which is gula gula when you're being over on ein ma'avir in al hamitzos? So the answer is the very powerful answer. A lot of the Farshim say the same exact thing. Built into Purim is Purim Katan. Because Purim Katan, the fact that you are not allowed to fast, and you have to commemorate it with at least some type of small zecher, is the token fulfillment deraisa of Purim. And that we cannot pass up because it's a deraisa, and ein ma'avirin al hamitzvos. The full-blown takana derabbanan of commemorating Purim, that because of the inyan of samech gula gula, they were allowed to push off to Adar Sheni. But they would not have been allowed to push off Adar Rishon to Adar Sheni, Purim to Adar Sheni, unless they would have left us over with some type of backup celebration which fulfills the token requirement of the deraisa in mishibu l'geula oimim shira alachas kam v'kama yevchiv to say shira when you went from l'misa l'chaim. That totally puts the inyan of Purim Katan into a whole different perspective. It brings, really elevates it to a much higher level than stam thinking that there is no special inyan. Okay, now one other quick thing I want to point out over here in the Nitig Gavril, he has a very nice piece discussing the question, a very powerful question, and Adashani, why don't we have an obligation to recite Parsha Zohar before in Adar Rishon, so 12 months should not pass from the last time we had Parsha Zohar. Psikta says, Psikta tells us that there are two different words in the Parsha of Mechias Amalek, to remember and not to forget. The Psikta, it's a Psikta, it's not so simple, why that it has to be once a year, tells us the rule is once a year. A year l'chor is 12 months. How then are we allowed to have 13 months pass from the time when we last commemorated, we remembered Mechia Samolik in the leap year? Okay, so we have this, the Chassam Sofer says, there's always a Chassam Sofer, they should do this, if they should make an announcement when you learn Parashas Kiseitse, to have in mind that there's a Mechia Samolik, or you learn Parashas B'Shalach. So he said, Mikra, then there's no Chiv to do so. But it's a nice thing to do. If you want to do it, it's a good thing to do. If you should not go more than 12 months, because Likud year is 12 months. So here he's mefalpel of this thing very much, and I don't have a clarity in all of it. I just want to throw out a couple of ideas. First thing we have to keep in mind is that the Rishali disagrees with the Bavli. You only have to remember Mechia Samolik once in your life. You don't have to remember it every single year. Isn't it an amazing thing? Yes. All the Torah says, Zohar, Eis, Asha'os, L'chamolik, remember what they did to you, and don't forget. So if you learn something once, you don't forget. What's the biggest proof to this concept? Testimony. Are you allowed to say testimony what happened 60 years ago? The Gemara says, the Gemara says, you're permitted to come forward and testify that Reuven killed Shimon 60. Can you really trust yourself? Do you remember what happened 60 years ago? It could be even more than 60 years. But the Gemara there says,
well, the case the Gemara gives is 60
years.
About a Cohen going in the thing. You can say this
is the person,
body on the road.
60 years ago. For dinner the rice of burning kachim. Six. So you see such a thing that a person has the ability to remember something even more than 60 years. So according to the Yerushalmi, you have no chiv to say more. In fact, what's the biggest proof? We know that in Eretz Yisrael, they used to lane. It appears that this takana, Parsha Zohar, is a new takana. It's relatively Chazal Masak, I don't know exactly when, Anshakin Sagdola, but it appears that they used to have Kriyas HaTorah existed before they had this concept of Parsha Zohar. And that would then mean that the only time they would fulfill remembering Mechiyas HaMolek would be once in 3 years.
Right.
Because they went through the cycle 3 years. So you see over here that the Rishama Lushita, so they hold it off to lead off to actually remind yourself more than once a year, 3 years is sufficient. So when you take that into consideration, the Rishama does not require it to be done mamash a year. It just means once in a lifetime, even once in 3 years. So L'chayra, even though we do it once in 13 months, it's not the end of the world. It's not mukhach that has to be done every single year. However, it's what's called the psikta. The psikta is really the mukar where it says very explicitly that it has to be done once a year. So the question is, what does exactly mean a year? Does a year mean exactly 12 months? What does a year mean? If it's a leap year, so a leap year, automatically that year becomes a leap year. So he's mafalpul, the mechaber of this nitik avril, he's mafalpul in this inyan, and he says that you look very carefully, the only mukar that you forget, first of all, he says that in some places Chazal used the term a year, and in some places they used the term 12 months. And he wants to be medayik that when Chazal used the term 12 months, it means 12 months. And when they use the word a year means whatever the year is. If it's 13 months, it's 13 months. If it's 12 months, where is the example of 12 months? Avelos. Ein mishpat rishon begehenem elo yud beis chodesh. Nowhere is there a Chazal that says that mishpat rishon beganeden is a shana. Chazal were very precise in their terminology. Mishpat Rishon Megehenim is Yud Beis Chodesh. So when you're having Avelos, there's no such thing as Avelos more than Yud Beis Chodesh. There's no such thing as a full year, 13 months. On Ibyar, Avelos ends after 12 months. But when it comes to this concept of remembering what Amalek did, there the Psikta used the terminology Ashana. So Ashana, that is even 30 months. Then he discussed another very interesting idea. How do you know, even according to the Psikta, that the person forgets after 12 months? Where does it come from? It comes from a Chazal that Hashem made a gzera that a person forgets about his relatives after 12 months. We are all familiar that Yaakov never stopped mourning for Yosef. He always hoped that he was alive because he always, the question was why, but isn't there such a halacha that, that after 12 months you forget? Teretz is that the special supernatural gezerah that Hashem put into this world, that a person forgets about is meis achar yud beis chodesh. Now that is only true by death, by people leaving this world. That's what he says, it's a gezerah. By all other matters, there's no such thing as a gezerah in the world that you forget about something after a period of time. Therefore, when it comes to Mechiyas HaMolek, and when the Torah says Lo Tishkach, the only reason why you would say you need a year is the only place in Chazal you have a concept that you forget after a year is by a mace. And by a mace, it's a gezerah. It's not natural. So Mechiyas HaMolek is not part of that gezerah. So there's no reason why we can't say that you're allowed to, a year doesn't mean specifically 12 months. It can mean even a longer period of time, even 13 months, as long as it's part of the calendar year. It's just a custom to make up a certain period of time. Then he says one more svara, another svara, that this concept of a year also we find by an aveda. A person finds a lost object in Yerushalayim, you have to go to a special place and announce it for 1 year, for Shalosh Regalim. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, or whichever one of the Moadim you find it, you have to go through 3 Moadim, 3 cycles. Which means, why? The Gemara says, because the person who lost it is not Miyayish for 1 year. He does not give up hope. The person who lost his wallet does not give up hope of finding it for a year, so he's always going to come back and look, maybe he'll find it. So if for 1 year, you must make an announcement. That automatically means that if you have a leap year, by the time you come around next Pesach, if you go and you find a wallet Pesach, you mechuyev to announce it next Pesach. But next Pesach is 13 months if you've gone through a leap year, and you mechuyev to make the announcement. So what do we learn from this? That a person is not miyayish for a year. And a year does not necessarily mean exactly 12 months. It means a cycle. What's the proof? The proof is because Chazal say the reason why you have to announce it because a person is not miyayish, and that's why he's coming back the following Pesach to look for it. But the following Pesach is 13 months. So he learned from this that it's a matter of a cycle. And he elaborates and he explains what it means is that as long as you're part of a system of showing that you're not forgetting, that is what Chazal meant of Lo Tishkach. If you go through the cycle of the year, the Seder Parshios, the 54 Parshios, and a whole cycle passes, and you have not mentioned Amalek, that's a problem. Because that is the cycle. Chazal never meant specifically 12 months. They meant a cycle where you're showing that you're not allowing yourself to forget. Just like by the lost object, you're part of a cycle where you're not allowing yourself to forget for a period of time. That's what we do. And Mikra Adin, there is no problem of not hearing the Amalek more than 12 months, as long as we don't let a whole cycle pass without mentioning Amalek. All right, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, try to...
Sorry it took so long to get here.
Thank you for your email.
I don't remember.
You sent me some...
This you might want to make copies. This I took from Rottenberg.
Yeah.
Okay, Yehuda and Malcha Yisrael.
Oh, wow, very good. All the stuff.
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay.
It brings basically...
All the events, great. You got it from Rambert from here. I know it's up here. Okay, so we read it back?
No, I made it for you.
Oh, okay.
If you want to come.
Give it to the Shia, okay. Very good. Thank you, Dava, thank you.
Okay, what did I miss in Halacha?
In Halacha, we spoke about drinking coffee and tea. Yeah. Coffee and tea. You don't make a burn of fashos. Al
Hamikul.
So if he called you or you called him this morning?
He's right.
Oh, you didn't?
All the girls to complain, you didn't make a bracha.
But sometimes you come down in here in the morning.
Oh, I always do, but you know what it is.
Yeah.
I come here and can't get a spot, so then I'm just dominating over there by my house. I get a spot all the time.
So just no alternate side today.
Well, today there's no alternate side. You're not willing to take some time to hear.
I went to verify this morning. It took me an hour.
Right.
To go from 18 to
the school buses are terrible.
And garbage trucks today.